It's doing exactly what I thought it was going to do. Like, you know, hey, it might be a crash and burn quicker than I thought.
Yeah.
Second round exit actually might be pushed up to play.
Right. If that shit.
Like these niggas, man. Like,
didn't they lose like?
They six in a row.
They six in a row.
Yeah, they lost like six in a row.
I would have started Russ over.
Over James Harden? Hmm. Might be right.
I mean, you might be right. I also just don't know if it's. It just might be the fact that they got James Harden on their team and no fucking defense.
It's fucking with the chemistry.
I mean, yeah, that's part of it too.
It's crazy, dog. It might be funny to hear, but I'm hearing shit already, dog. I'm hearing whispers about the trade might be up in the air. That's fucked up, dog.
I saw earlier today about some Zach LaVine shit too. Yeah. I think that Laker rumor's coming true soon.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out.
But that whole debacle is crazy. And then, like, even the way he be speaking to the media and the public.
Yeah.
Like, bro, James Harden truly lives in his own world.
Bro, he gonna be one of them weird motherfuckers, like, when he's done playing.
But I feel him, too, though. I think he's just trying to, like, keep the morale up. Like, hey, don't blame me, y'all.
It
ain't all my fault.
Like, I'm not saying he's gonna have, like, concussions and shit like Antonio Brown had, but he's giving me like the same type of energy where he's just gonna say some outlandish, wild shit all the time.
Wild shit.
He gotta get somewhere where he's not fully under the public eye in the microscope.
Yeah.
He has to go, like, a perfect spot for him. They probably don't want him, but going back to OKC.
Yeah. But OKC was a perfect spot for a lot of kids.
Go back, yeah.
Russ go back. James go back. Like, it's places where these cats could probably go and probably do good. Like, Sacramento. Yeah. Like, they got a good squad, and they need scoring. Mm-hmm. Though Sacramento was doing their fucking shit.
Yeah.
But if they were open to taking a player like James Harden, I'd be trying to go. You trying to go to all these big places where all other, you know what I'm saying, superstar players are.
I foresee like James Harden in like 10 years from now when he's done playing, like randomly tweeting fucking Wesley Johnson the clip of when he stepped back on and made him fall and shit.
Yes.
I'm like, I just see like people like, remember? Or like, I never forgot. Like, bro, everybody else did. Like,
I really want to know what the Clippers' whole game plan was now. Because it just seemed like it's too many people that need the ball. There's too many ball-dominant players.
Yeah.
And I get it, like, okay, if you're trying to say, well, yeah, if somebody go down, but then it's like, okay, so who was you planning on slighting? Because that means that everybody, it's just like, Clippers didn't need this. They did not need Harden.
They really didn't. I think that they were just thinking, like, we could add a player that could give us 20.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like almost like, let's say, you know, Kawhi's been having his on and off spurts where he plays and he doesn't play. Maybe they were expecting that 20 from James to come in and kind of make up
for that.
If Kawhi's playing, that's only a plus. Right. You know what I'm saying? I get where they were trying to go. Like, I see the vision. But I also see how it wouldn't work.
They heard what you said at the first episode, and they was trying to do the opposite. Remember, you was like, the Bucks winning the title fucked up the league, and how they didn't need four stars. The Clippers was like, hold my beer, I'm finna get four stars.
They definitely heard
Bernie.
Like,
I'm finna prove that dude in Milwaukee wrong. All right,
they did, bro.
I
feel like that Dallas team kind of gave them an idea. Like, bro, look, the Mavericks just beat the Heatles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see why nobody kind of looked at that and was like, damn.
I mean, the Spurs.
Need to build a team?
The Spurs had stars, but they wasn't stars, like super, superstars.
Golden State felt more ground up until they got
KD.
KD.
Yeah.
Because you know like I said, until they got KD, even though like they were stacked, what they built ground up, nobody looked at them as cheating or anything like that. When KD came, it was like, it's the cheat mode, and they became pure villains. It'd be like, oh, nah, now it's like, that's because like even when they was winning, you had people that was like, nah, I'm not rocking with the Warriors, but they didn't look at them as villains. It wasn't until KD got over there that they was like villains, and then it's been downhill since.
No, it definitely went from, y'all won 73 games, y'all are probably the most exciting team in the league to watch, to bro, really fuck y'all. In like 2 months.
But
it's like, it's just really about these teams really looking at, stepping back and really looking at these franchises and really looking at how these teams are built.
Yeah.
And being like, you know what? Is this really a need? Personality? It ain't all about how much a person can score. I feel like, and it's crazy me saying this, I feel like y'all don't see this.
Exactly.
Y'all don't realize that, hey, you might not need to just get somebody who can be a walking bucket all the time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you just need a really good defensive player. No. A decent scorer. You know what I'm saying? But this person distributed the ball well. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, pieces.
It's tough to put a guy who expects to damn near shoot 30 to 35 times a game to not to give that up when he's been doing it damn near his whole career ever since, what, high school, college, all that shit.
But that's why it throws me off with the Clippers, because I'm like, okay, you already got your three superstars for that, right? Yeah. Yeah. So it's all about pieces. But you got another person who said who is another superstar that you that pretty much could, like, what was the plan here, G?
I think their plan was just to try to spread the court out and be like, okay, we know at any time each one of these four dudes can at least get a bucket. Facts. But it just... Like, Kawhi and PG can't guard everybody.
If they had a real point guard to run that team, it might be different.
Chris Paul would be a perfect point guard for that team, low key.
If they had a really good veteran point guard to run that team,
I don't know how they would. Like, obviously, somebody would have to come off the bench, like Russ or somebody, because they would have to have a big. But
they need to stop playing. Listen, if y'all are watching this, I know you're probably not. Put James on the bench with Russ and let them come off as they own five.
That like having them come off as a second unit, they own unit, that'd be crazy.
It will work.
Because you built the first unit around Kawhi and PG, and then you built a second unit
Russ. It'd be like hockey where they have first line, second line.
It'd be like two different teams, bro. The shit will work.
Yeah.
The shit will work.
That would be crazy. But hey, with that, welcome back to another episode of Off the Clock Sports Podcast, man. I'm your host, Young Deuces. With me always, I got my man, Bergie Streets. Salute. And my man, Jake Exclusive. And man, a lot of shit happened since the last time we
were
here.
It's wild.
It'd be remiss for us not to start off with the WWE
SmackDown.
We're not talking about the real SmackDown.
We're not talking about the SmackDown. We ain't talking about Friday nights.
You know what? I want you to go ahead and do your thing.
I wish
we could put up the clip so I could really watch the clip and just give. Can we pull that up?
You know what the funniest part is? I just kept seeing the still frame. I didn't actually watch the video until like 2 days ago.
First of all, I was watching the game live.
I rewatched it 30 times in a row.
We saw it on the way back from Chicago. So we driving on the way back from Chicago, and that's when the shit happened.
As soon as y'all said that to me, I was fucking dying.
The shit was hilarious, bro.
Like, bro, you just got choked.
Like, for real, the shit was hilarious.
The technique was perfect.
Okay, so first of all, I really want to put it out there, Rudy Gobert, you should be suspended also.
Yes.
The reason you should be suspended for being 7 foot, let a nigga put you in a chokehold, you are wild. You are crazy.
Crazy.
So, all right. I'm watching the clip.
Here's the breakdown. We got the breakdown.
You know, first of all, Draymond grabs the rebound. He lets you know he's on bullshit. Look at how he grabbed the rebound. He grabbed it super aggressive. There was no need to grab the rebound like that.
And he McGove grabbed the rebound.
Black Air Force One grabbed the rebound. Nobody was around him. Nobody wanted no smoke.
And they're in a black Air Force fit.
They definitely was in a black unis.
First of all, Draymond Green is a walking black Air Force One. Let's be honest here. He grabbed the rebound on bullshit. So he come up, Rudy Gobert. He ain't even running. Rudy Gobert is skipping. That's a red flag right there. You are a sinner. Yeah. So he skips to the situation. So who is that trip Clay? The young boy is mixing it up with Clay. Clay was already holding him down there. Clay grabbed his jersey. Can we get a rewind? Deuces, can we get a rewind?
That was Jaden McDaniels.
Jaden McDaniels, that's who, okay.
Clay grabs Jaden by the jersey in the beginning of this whole shit.
Yep.
He wasn't feeling that shit. I ain't no bitch ass nigga, you understand?
You understand?
He pushed him back, like, hold on, nigga.
Like, right there.
So he grabbed him, they jersey pulling, Rudy Gobert, he comes in, oh, guys, let's stop. Guys, no, we're all friends. No, nigga. It's beef, nigga. We finna clash the crews. You are tripping. So as he trying to grab Clay, hey, man, let's stop. Draymond falls from the ceiling. He comes from the ceiling like steam. He falls from the ceiling. Nobody knows he's coming. He zeroes in on the biggest nigga. I give him props for that. He went to the tallest nigga on the court like, I'm finna fuck him up.
Hey, he definitely pulled the jail.
He jumped on that nigga back. And threw him in $1 million face at him. This nigga gasping for air. He is dying. Now, live on the in-tournament court.
Right. Beyond the three at this time.
Yeah. He is choking this man to the last breath.
And you see Jaden McDaniels backed off. He said, I don't want it.
I'm going to let y'all deal with the walking blue, black Air Force One. I'm out of here. Peace. So he moved. Then Okay, look, stop right here. Another red flag. If I'm on Minnesota as the coach of Minnesota, Cat, Big Cat, you are pussy. You let Draymond Green choke your man out in front of you. You 7 foot two. Why is he 7 foot niggas getting hold? That's crazy. That is not acceptable. You 7 foot letting niggas.
McDaniel's all on outside.
You know what I'm saying? He got out of here. He said, I'm out. He said,
peace. I'm out of here. I'm going to the locker room. Hey. Fuck that. Hey, Cat, you bogus. My nigga let. First of all, Rudy Gobert was knocking on the Lord's door. He was damn near dead. He was gasping for air. The man tapped his arm. When you tapping it, when a nigga got you with a headlock and you tapping his arm, bro, this is not UFC. You watch too much UFC. Hey, wait, you are dying, bitch.
Hey,
like,
hey, what? Hey,
when a nigga, when you do this,
he said, ah.
When he was in the veins of your neck,
he said, ah.
That boy had five more seconds.
At some point, Rudy Gobert said, he prayed to the Lord.
That boy had 5 more seconds.
Hey, I'm sure
he heard Take Me to the King playing in his head. He was almost there. He was walking to that bright light that they tell you not to walk.
Draymond walked up to him like, y'all thought we forgot about Corona?
Dog, Draymond was finna take that boy to the upper room.
These hands have
the boy got the rain down on me hands. Like he was on the way. He was on the way to God, bro.
Oh God.
And Cat Bogus, he didn't even attempt to get Drake. Dog, you doing this light pushing. Bro, get that man off of him. That's your teammate. Y'all need him. He's the best defensive player in the league. He should not be getting treated like that. This is crazy, bro.
The fear in Steve Kerr's face.
No, Steve Kerr is like, hey man. You know he pussy, man. Let him go.
The way I turned around, I was like, Steve Kerr was like, hey, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, you know how, like, when you got your homie who you know ain't scared to go back? And you like, bro, don't do it,
Steve,
fam.
That's definitely what it was. Steve Kerr wanted him to spare Rudy Gobert. He like, bro, come on, fam. This is Rudy. Like, come on, bro. It's Gobert, bro. Let him go, bro. Come on, man. Come on, fam. You don't get no points for this. And then Big Cat breathing hard like he did something. You just watch your man get choked out, bro. Look, yeah. Like, bro, get your bitch.
Chris Paul's so happy, man.
If I'm Anthony Edwards, I'm on Minnesota. We are holding a team meeting.
Closed door. No coaches, no nothing.
The Golden State
boxing ring. Y'all niggas finna get some dog in y'all, bro. Pause, but we are not finna be out here getting choked out like that, bro.
The wildest fact about this whole thing is that it's under 2 minutes and no points on the board. That means, bro, Draymond Ben had smoke.
Draymond was on
we
it,
know
bro.
They had beef back and forth.
Yeah.
But at some point, he made it like, today's the day that I'm choking this French motherfucker out.
No, I'm going to tell you, he started on bullshit. If you watch the game,
yeah.
I was watching the game, he grabbed that rebound on bullshit.
Yeah.
ASAP, he grabbed it too aggressive. Rudy Gobert,
you know
noticed.
What's fucked up? Like I said, I told you I watched that clip probably about 30-some times in a
Steph
row
the
like
most
that.
Confused.
I never once looked at the time, the score, nothing. All
niggas.
I kept looking at was the action. I never realized it was literally the first rebound of the game.
I was like, how you getting this much
Clay
beef?
Clay grabbed his jersey first.
Within 2 minutes of the game.
Like, damn. Like, how you get choked out in a situation that ain't had shit to do with you?
He jumped.
He was a backpack.
So, Draymond, the result is 5 games.
He got 5.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that? Was it too little, too much?
It's warranted.
It's.
But also, I ain't gonna lie. I'm liking, like, what's going on with these in-tournament games. It's like the players are looking, they're playing like they give a fuck.
Yeah. They are.
These in-tournament games have been crazy.
You know what? They're playing like they want these fucking tournaments to be over with to get rid of these damn court designs. That's what they playing like. Because these fucking
well,
court designs.
Either way it goes, whatever it is, they playing.
They playing like
playin
they give a fuck.
We
and
see
I like it. I like
see,
it.
We
bro,
see
you see
it,
what
like
Luca?
It.
You see what Luca said about the, I can't remember whose court it was. That they were playing. He said he literally couldn't see the basketball because the court was throwing off the color of the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I think it was, it might have been like New Orleans or something.
I mean, they were bright with it. They
was
like,
bro,
we're going to make a distinct
like, how
do, difference
how
in, these,
court, neon
in these designs.
Green and blue.
Yeah,
they
it's,
definitely
it's crazy.
Did.
It's so, definitely crazy.
Now, so, but here's, I mean, I know that they utilized his history,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
Draymond does has a huge fucking history.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, even with the underlying conversation about, like, we talked about the refs last, you know, last episode, mm-hmm, and just, like, this if they're handing out, you know, techs and suspensions and stuff or stuff like this, definitely understand. Yeah. But again, like, that's where you got to have the balance. It's like, all right, so you see shit like this happen, a stare down ain't that bad, is it?
Nah.
A fucking stare down isn't that bad now, is it?
That ref that kicked Giannis out that game, listen to me, he had something going on Prize Picks.
Yeah.
He had something going on FanDuel. He had something going on Caesar Palace.
We've already got history of a ref betting on games before he left him. So
out of here. Bro was like, look, He's gearing up for a game.
Yeah.
Get this nigga out of here. He's too hype. Nah, fella.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I mean, like I said, moving on to the Bucks. I guess, you know, since we brought him up, like, speaking about the Bucks, you know, 37 point from game from Dame. With the win over Toronto. You know, the news is, like I said, it's kind of like a roller coaster cycle with the Bucks. You know, two three games it's up, then 2-3 games is down, and the 2-3 games is up, and so it's like, again, I know we already established that we're not panicking.
Yeah,
we're
giving it some time. It sounds like a team that's building a chemistry around a new superstar player.
Yeah, right.
Like,
so
that's what you expect.
But that showing from Dame, you know, because that's another thing that, like, another bit of feedback that you've been hearing chatters that are saying that Dame hasn't been playing like Dame, and then that was definitely some Dame.
Yeah, Dame did what you're supposed to do when Giannis don't play.
Yeah.
Dame took on the role of, okay, I'm going to run this team.
Right, which shows, like, how dangerous this shit can be with the Bucks. It's like, bro, like you said, y'all catching a few off games of us and everything like that. Mm-hmm. The season is still, everybody's still trying to gel. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Every team, it's not that.
I think the game against Toronto proved that Giannis can take a rest day if he needs. I mean, it was his first game he missed all season, and Toronto still had no answer for our offense because Dame just led the charge. And it was like, not only did he score 37, he had 14 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
So it's like, not only was he scoring, but he was also getting other people involved, which is what you want to see out of your point guard that we traded for. Like, he's not only just a great shooter, a great scorer, he can facilitate the offense too.
And then, like I said, what I find like joy in with the Bucks and situations like that is that, like, also it's not just only Dane that went up, because Malik Beasley had 30 in that game. You know what I'm saying?
And that's one of the bright spots for me.
Yeah.
Is seeing Malik Beasley play like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of, we need that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And Bobby came up 18-7 off the bench.
So it's like, you don't need these dudes to be 20 points a night, but you need them to take advantage of the opportunities when they're presented to them.
Bro, we legit have like at least six people. At least six people on a team that can go 15 plus at any given time.
Yeah. And that's how it should be.
Because when come playoff time, you roll what, 7 deep?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
8 deep, maybe?
Yeah.
For foul trouble, you usually roll 7 deep.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just how it plays out. So it's like, you want those 7 to be the best 7 that they can be.
And I just want y'all to understand that. If y'all can see the pattern that we already getting from Dame, here and there, 10, 8, then 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't keep, like, expecting to see that kind of game from him every fucking night.
No, the 25 a night will come.
He shouldn't have to play like that every night.
No. He shouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? Every night, if Dame give us 22, 25 a night, cool.
If he does 22 to 25 a night, he's still a top 10 scorer in the league.
I'll take 15, 16 from him a night. We are trying to get to a championship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if we got our superstars giving us 20 to between 30, we got two of them who can do that for us.
Yep.
If we get that out of two of them, and then our role players,
Our role players staying consistent.
Bobby Connaughton giving us 8, 10 here and there, you know what I'm saying, holding good defense. And then also, if they hitting a fucking free throw.
Yeah.
If they are hitting a fucking free throw,
they need to, whatever Dame does, they need to train with Dame.
Yeah.
Dame is dead from the free throw.
But see, that's the thing, though. That's Dame is going to
It's Dame
want
and Middleton.
That.
And Middleton, he shoots Dame just as well.
Dame is going to get to the free throw line, no matter what.
Yeah.
Because of the kind of player he is, he's going to get to the fucking free throw line.
Yeah.
He could get 20 off the free throw line alone.
As he did in night one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, man, like, don't.
He shot what, 17 again, of 17? I feel
like
this is
going to be like almost like our thing for our pod is letting y'all know and, like, listen, don't panic. Like, fam, don't panic.
Definitely
it's going to be good games. It's going to be bad games from Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold that shit against him, man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, check back the standings in about 3 months and figure out where we're at. Then we'll be able to get a real gauge on, okay, how do we see this team? Because it'll be after the tournament's over and everything like that. The trade deadline will be damn near approaching. All-Star game. I figure right around All-Star game time is when we'll get a real idea of what this team is.
Yeah.
And that's all we
teams play differently in the playoffs, as we see with the Bucks every year. They get the number one seed. All of a sudden, they look like a completely different team come playoff time.
Fuck that number one seed shit.
Exactly.
Play good to stay in the playoff contention.
Just get to the playoff
contention. And when we get to the playoffs, try to get hot.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you do a run.
Yeah.
Now, the other discourse has been around Adrian Griffin. How do you, like, as far as him and the hire of him over there, how do you guys feel with him, like, so far?
I really don't have a positive or negative opinion. I mean, he's just kind of filling the role he's got. He needs to figure out how to take control of the team if he's lacking some sort of a leadership quality, because that's kind of one thing that I've been going. But go ahead, what were you gonna?
I think I like the adjustments he made on Toronto.
Okay.
I seen the adjustments he made. He threw different scenarios at Siakam.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Watching that first game and seeing how they let him go fucking crazy, mm-hmm. and they let their young boys eat.
Yeah.
He threw a couple wrenches in the situation, okay. especially with Siakam. They put more bodies on him.
Yeah. I mean, does he have more of like a, I got stars around me, I don't need to do that much coaching, or does he stepping up?
I think it's way too early. That's what I'm saying.
When people were
talking about firing, I'm like, bro, we ain't even see what he can do
I feel like last night was a chance to see what he could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They bust our ass before.
Yeah.
So my main thing was watching the Toronto game was, okay, I want to see the adjustments.
Yeah.
I want to see what he does different. And right away, I seen something different. I seen how he threw different kinds of, you know what I'm saying, defenses at Siakam. Yeah. They put more bodies on. They was a little more aggressive with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is without Giannis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So imagine if Giannis was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, man, shit. Yeah, he did a good ass job.
I think
so
as far as the coaching goes, our offense shouldn't be really that hard to coach because we have great offensive players. It's just we got to figure out our defensive rotations and figure out what kind of defense we want to run.
Yeah.
Now that we don't have a guy who was as on ball defender like Drew Holiday was.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely not Dame's specialty. He can play it a little bit.
No.
But he's definitely a liability on the defensive end in comparison to Drew.
But even with that being said, like, there's teams in the NBA who would die for that choice.
Oh, yeah, for 100%. Sure.
But let's be honest. Like, a lot of people and a lot of teams are acting like they weren't had made that decision to take Dame.
Yeah,
definitely.
And they're all saying the same thing. Oh, he's a liability on defense. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. If Dame is a liability on defense, y'all don't give a fuck about liability because y'all would take Dame in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Or also, if your sole thing is Dame's a liability on defense so we can't pick him up, what about the other motherfuckers on the team?
Yeah.
Because you know what? Everybody is not elite in defense on any team.
Agreed.
Exactly. Every team has a liability. It's about the pieces that you put around it.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, bro, Dame may be a liability on defense, but if that shifts your whole shit, then that's on you.
And it's crazy.
That is on you.
They say that about the Bucks, like, oh, the Bucks are fucked up because they lost Drew. Do you know we have two defensive fucking juggernauts in our starting five?
Right.
Yeah.
With Brooke Lopez and Giannis. Like, did y'all forget who these motherfuckers
are?
Like, you can get by Dame. It's about who you run
into. Like, the one thing that always kills the Bucks is the same thing that kills every team in the NBA is just getting outshot.
Yeah.
3-point shooting.
Yeah, we got that. That's
when we get outshot, we lose.
We give a lot of weight.
We do.
Teams are really confident
against
the Bucks.
That's the thing that kills the Bucks in the playoffs is all of a sudden them no-name-ass dudes in the regular season.
Confident. I don't know what it is. Teams are confident as fuck against the Bucks.
Yeah, they just, like, it'd be like the random at, like, Grant Williams with the Celtics. Like, bro, I ain't never really heard. He was busting our ass.
Norman Powell, when he was in Toronto, and now he on the Clippers. Oh, my God, bro.
What the fuck is going on?
Shit pissed me off.
I'm going fucking nuts, bro.
Tell my girl, get your cousin, man. Damn.
Crazy.
Shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, keep it in the NBA because I wanted to kind of, like, just, like, the play-in tournament, we talked about it a little bit. How are you guys actually, like, so we said that we're seeing them, they're playing and everything like that.
Yeah.
Does the play-in tournament have staying power? Like, do you, like?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm excited to see how they implement everything and then them going to Vegas to play for the championship.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see this shit. I want to see how it ends. Hopefully, the players seem like they excited. I don't know what it is. Or it's a rumor, some under the table money being offered. They are out here fighting and choking each other and shit.
As we saw.
They care. They care, bro. Yeah. Like, they really hoping. Like,
I like it. And that's why I like it because, like, you know, the story came out about the Clippers, how they said people were saying that they wasn't going to respect his ring, so we kind of took the gas off, right? And so the bubble, like you said, you saw a few people that was hooping, but it did seem like a couple of people started taking the gas off, and it was like, it's not even fun anymore, right? Yeah. So it's like, if you're going to introduce a whole new tournament or a whole new style, if niggas ain't taking it serious, I'm not in for it. But if they're taking it serious, then I'm like, okay, I fuck with it.
Makes it exciting.
I'm still a little indifferent on it just because it's so new. Like, it just hasn't really sunk into me, like, oh, this is like something different that they're really playing, like they're doing an in-season tournament, because I still don't even really understand all the damn rules. I know there's like a round robin stage and like, you know, teams get eliminated as it goes on and things like that. It seems weird that there's a tournament going on while there's the regular season going on. Like, it just seems weird.
And but that's what it's funny is that that was Dame's first initial comments too. When they asked him, they were like, "What?" He's like, "I don't know what the hell's going on." Yeah, like, but hey, we hooping.
Bones Highland from the Clippers, right? He was like, "Bro, somebody's got to explain this shit to me, and I'm in the league. I don't even know what's going on."
They don't know. They just know, like, "All right, we just gonna hoop."
I mean, that's. I kind of like it. I mean, granted, I'm sure there's a lot of incentives for winning it and proceeding in the tournament and shit like that. So I'm sure that there's a lot of, because I'm sure, you know, they wasn't just like, oh, we're going to put this tournament together. Y'all just going to hoop like normal. They're like, nah, let's give us something to play for. Besides a random trophy.
For real.
So, I mean, I fuck with it. But like I said, it's going to take a little bit longer for it to grow on me because it's so new. I mean, I don't fuck with the court designs. Like, that's throwing me off, bro.
The court designs, it's definitely Bucks, a big hit or miss.
There's a few that I'm like, all right, I see.
They're weird, but it looks like
NBA 2K creator mode.
It looks like my GM.
Yeah, I'm about to create me a whole
like a park team and shit.
Shit. But moving over to the NFL. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm already out the runnings. my 4-0 run did
right away.
I was definitely gonna say that shit right away too. I'm glad you said
that. That was wrong as fuck. Now you can play this clip back. I feel real good about this Pittsburgh game.
I said so did I too.
I feel real good. We was wrong as fuck.
So what happened? What can we talk about this Pittsburgh game?
Do we have to? Like,
I mean,
it's gonna be the same thing all over again, bro. Experience, bro.
That is how the Packers season's gonna go all year. I feel like it's playing against
outcoached.
We're gonna lose games, but we're going to be in the games at the end.
Outcoached.
I don't know who the fuck Jordan Love was trying to throw to on that last pass. I was pissed.
Inexperience.
Like, I mean, it just came down to, like, that was just... Do you see they said, who was it? Somebody on the Steelers' sideline called the audible for the defense right before. It wasn't even a coach. He was like, he went up to the coach and was like, hey, run this fucking play because this is what the fuck they're going to try to do. Yeah. And they got the fucking interception off of it. I will say, though, my little random-ass rant, I love Christian Watson as an athlete.
Yeah.
Jordan Love probably shouldn't have thrown that fucking goal ball that got picked, but bro, you have to go get that shit, dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are fucking 6'4 and run a 4'3. You have to go get that shit. Like, seeing the still frames, granted, Patrick Peterson does a great job and knocks the ball away.
Yeah.
But we're literally watching guys every single week go up and just pluck that bitch out the air. Yeah. And Watson is showing no fucking fight when the ball is in the air. And it's terrible to watch because it's like, bro, you are just big and athletic as fuck, and you need to be able to just buy, especially a dude who's been in the league as long as Patrick Peterson. Like, he's a little older now. Like, you have to win these go balls. Like, you have to go get that shit.
And hopefully he hears that kind of talk, because that's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, because I mean, I've been hearing that a lot.
Even during the game.
The problem is he's still trying to figure out the route tree. He's an athlete trying to be a wide receiver one, and he needs to just fucking sit there and watch what Dobbs is doing and fucking Wicks and Reed. And like, I just need to compliment them with my fucking athletic ability. But also, you need to, if you're going to be a number one, you got to act like that shit and win this shit.
Study previous number ones.
Yeah.
Especially in Green Bay. Study these wide receivers, these courts, because he has the ability to be our wide receiver one.
I agree.
So he needs to act like it. Play like it.
And unfortunately, that this season's gone, he's number four.
Yeah.
But was there, I mean, but did the offense look a little bit better? Because, like, I know that.
Bro, Jordan Love's two touchdown passes were fucking beautiful.
Because that's what I was saying. I get it that we lost, but it was like you said, right now, it's a gimme season for the Packers, right?
Love is money.
So when I'm watching it and I'm watching it just for signs of, okay, what, where, is there anything here that that we gonna like.
A glimmer of hope.
Right. Is that, so like, okay, that looked a little bit good right there. You know,
I'll say that. See, the thing is I saw this comparison. It was like Jordan Love is gonna be kind of like Kenny Pickett, where he makes two good throws a game, and that can dictate whether you win or lose. Whether those two throws are good or bad dictates whether you win or lose the game.
We don't need Kenny Pickett.
No, I agree. I agree.
We need Jordan Love to be
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love, I believe, if you take away the two interceptions, he had a hell of a game. Like,
he did.
I mean, that last drive to even get us down there was great.
But them interceptions matter.
Yeah, no, I agree, especially
so
when they
young
happen.
Man, when it matters, you got to step up.
Hey, my guy.
My guy.
Hey, my guy.
My boy.
My man.
Unfortunately, it's going to be a 15 to 17 interception year for him, I feel like. Yeah. I mean, he's already at like, what, 10?
Yeah.
He's at 10 now. Yeah.
So,
it's like he's going
to
be.
So he got to learn. You have to play. You got to learn with these situations. I hope that they all are taking these ass whoopings and understanding that we are very fucking close. We got to learn to close these games. Then also stop waiting to the second half to play.
I agree.
Stop that bullshit. I don't know if they doing this shit on purpose or what. They wait to the second half
to
start playing.
I just think that our first 25 scripted plays or whatever just aren't. Good.
Hey man, start from the ass of the playbook and go forward. Then if that's what's happening, y'all pull out
the
good plays.
Because
the
offense, they seem like they woke up to start the game. I mean, Dylan started off with that big ass run.
Yeah,
I mean, Aaron Jones didn't get the ball until like the second or third drive, which is weird as fuck. But
it just be seeming like they don't start picking it up until
The second half. That's how it's been all year for them for some reason. I don't know if it's just like they're trying to figure out the personnel that they need to put out there to be successful for that game or what.
Play a possum. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Look, compete all four quarters.
I agree.
Go hard the whole time.
All four quarters.
Yeah, because it was like we were sitting there. I was watching the game with a bunch of friends, and we're sitting there, and it's like, bro, this defense been on the field all fucking game. Yeah, of course they're going to score.
Yeah.
And we can't fucking stop the run. That shit pisses me off either, bro.
We've had that problem for about 5 years.
I was about to say that. We had that
we've had that problem.
That's
for
been
a
long lasting problem for a minute, man.
Yeah. It's like for some reason our defense over the the past decade or so is really good on like third and one,
Deep ball, third and short
runs to stop them.
Yeah.
But it could be like second and eight and they get 25 yards on a fucking run. Yeah. And that's just been the Packers' issue forever. I don't know why.
Five, 6 years I've noticed that the runs is like they can't do shit with it. Especially, and then don't let it be like a really good running back. They're going to have a fucking day on us.
They're going to put up some epic-ass numbers
for
on us.
For real.
Like, it's crazy. But yeah, so, I mean, again, with this being the gimme season, I'm just looking at the shimmers of hope, trying to find out what we can pull from and everything like that. Like I said, right there, again, with Jordan Love, they say you minus the interceptions. Yeah. If he can get that intact, then having a solid game like that and consistent solid games to build up that confidence, to kind of build up some rotation, you know what I'm saying, where like people know like where they can count on them and stuff like that. Like it's that. We just take the season as it is, as Bergie said from episode one.
Yeah.
Take the season as it is. Learn. Like, take the rest of the season to really just figure out what works so that way we can come back strong.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. I mean, this whole entire year as a Packers fan needs to just understand these close games, we might win some. We're probably going to lose most of them.
We're
going
to lose some.
Be prepared to lose them.
And it's like, we might have a game where all of a sudden we're going to be sitting there blaming our defense because Jordan Love goes down the field and scores a touchdown to take the lead with 2 minutes left, and then they go right down the field and fucking score on us. That's just that shit happens in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, we saw it so many. I mean, there was an NFL record this past Sunday where five games were decided by game-winning field goals.
Yep.
Like, as time expired.
I didn't even know that.
Like, it was a record. Five games happened like that. That's
a lot of close games this year.
I mean, you saw plenty of games. I mean, we got Bengals and Ravens tonight. And it's like both of them got upset last Sunday.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's a week-to-week league, and, you know, Packers fans are just going to have to, like, we're going to have to take the bumps. How the season has played out so far, I only expect us to improve offensively and for the defense to kind of stay how they've been, because they've been pretty consistent all year.
Yeah.
We can force a few more turnovers, get a few more sacks as the season goes on, but it's like our defense is more trying to play. We're going to be on the field a lot today, so let's not fucking exude all our energy on this first drive type shit. Like, we got to play four quarters of football.
Yeah.
So invest we just need the offense to catch up to the defense, and we'll be okay.
Invest in the line, man.
Yeah.
They got to invest in that offensive line.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
So let's go to MLB, man. Like I said, the Brewers, they trade what Mark Canha, that's how you pronounce it, right?
Mark Canha, yep.
Mark Canha to the Tigers for Abram Toro.
No, Abraham Toro was also on the Brewers.
Oh, and Abraham Toro.
Yep. Toro was traded to the A's, and Mark Canha got traded to the Tigers.
All right, and Pat Murphy as the new manager.
Yes, and we hired Pat Murphy, who was, I can't remember the years, but he was on the Brewers. He was the Brewers staff for years.
Now, again, you are an MLB person. Mm-hmm. Is this a good look? Is this in the right? Is this what we want?
I like the idea of hiring him because he's been in the organization forever. Okay. I was a little shocked by the hire. I wasn't sure if we were going to hire from within. Murphy was going to be the guy who got the job, but I wasn't sure if we were going to go outside sources because there are some names out there. A lot of guys that you thought might get a look got hired elsewhere. Like, I know the big name was, I can't think of his name now, but he was the hitting coach for Houston for all these years. And he was like the one guy who he would always interview, but he would never get the job.
Yeah. Mm.
And with the Astros going to seven straight ALCSs, you would think that, okay, he's going to get a job. But now that Dusty Baker retired from the Astros, he got promoted to the Astros manager job. Okay. So it's that's cool. Like,
which makes sense.
He's been in the organization. Now he's getting the chance to run, and it's a really good team. So it's like,
and that's how it should be, though.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, then that's like the main Brewers news. I know a lot of the Corbin Burns trade, the talks are really starting to pick up now mm-hmm. that free agencies and all that stuff is starting.
Because, you said it's going to take some trades, some moves to make mm-hmm. for us to get, you know what I'm saying, because we took a big hit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I've been seeing, like, even just listening to the sports chatter, just mm-hmm. hearing people talk about it, just there's a lot of eyes on just what moves the Brewers is going to make. Because, again, it's right now we're in that limbo spot of, okay, is that going to be good or are they going to be in more of a build, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Brewers have a lot of needs and they're losing. They lost a lot of pieces already. And I'm nervous about how the team's going to spend their money wisely. I mean, now hiring the manager they didn't really spend a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the main Brewers news. Yeah.
In MLB, the Oakland A's is moving.
They are.
They're going to Vegas.
I was saying it off pod before we started. There were three unanimous votes today, and it was all three of them were cool to see. The Oakland A's are moving to Vegas. Second Oakland team mm-hmm. moving from Oakland to Vegas.
they definitely poaching Oakland like crazy. Nah.
Vegas is like, hey, Oakland, what up?
Pull up.
We got a sphere.
But I mean, like I said, I'm surprised it's taken this long for Vegas to have more sports teams.
It just feels
like it's a prime location. I'm not mad at any team going over there. I'm not mad at Vegas building over there. That is a perfect spot.
It's just one of those weird things where people don't
live. They're working
on
an NBA team, right?
NBA team, expansion team.
Like I said, it's going to be crazy. It's like, just add it more to Vegas.
Yeah, and I know that Vegas has a AAA stadium. I think it's either a AA or a AAA stadium, one of the minor league stadiums. That's where they're going to play
mm-hmm.
Until they get a stadium built, obviously.
Yeah.
Lord knows where they're going to build it. Right. Fucking right on the strip. Just like the football stadium.
They damn near
next to it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because you got to think. You want people just to be walking by it. They're going to have whatever statues or everything. Like I said, it's a spectacle. And it's a big-ass stadium is always a centerpiece.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or not even a centerpiece, but it's always a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
You know, and Vegas is all about tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes complete
plenty
sense.
Plenty of money.
Yeah.
And then, money and will then, be made.
I said there were three unanimouses today. Shohei Ohtani won American League MVP unanimously.
Okay.
He got all 30 first place votes. He is the first player in MLB history to win MVP unanimously twice.
Oh, that's
he won right. In, he won it in 21 and 23. And then it was just announced right before we started that Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Braves won mm-hmm. National League MVP unanimously. First time in MLB history. A lot of time. I've been saying this shit a lot. It's a weird. We started a sport podcast. Now we get a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
First time both NL and AL MVPs were unanimously won.
Hard.
It's weird. We started a sports podcast. Right. All of a sudden, all it's this historic up. Shit starts happening.
Going
we got an in-season NBA tournament.
That's because they want us to talk about it. They're like, yeah, we need them to cover
while things change, things stay the same. We still got Draymond choking people out.
Facts.
And what's funny, because Draymond was like, y'all keep on trying to tell me to stop. Like, nigga, this bend me.
Can't wait for that. I can't wait for that episode in the barbershop.
I woke up like this.
So we always end on a fun topic and everything. Bergie put this in there. You want to know our top five athlete songs. So
yeah.
And it's funny because your example is literally one of my first. Like, yeah, I've definitely got prime time. Must be the money up there.
Must be the money is
there. Must be the money is goated.
It's definitely
it's
up there. It's definitely
it's goated.
It's definitely.
I saw that right before because I was telling the fellas right before we went live. I had three for sure, and I forgot about that one. So that I got four.
What was your other one?
So I got the Malcolm Kelly freestyle at Oklahoma.
Okay.
Cause he fucking, that was hilarious. Like he just went off. That
all one. Right.
What the fuck was number two? Can't Stop the Rain, I think.
Oh, Shaq.
With Can't Shaq. Stop the Rain. Yeah, the with rain. Shaq and Biggie.
Yeah. Yep.
And my number one is Can't Be Touched by Roy Jones Jr. That shit is a hype fucking song. Like I don't like.
Oh shit! Yeah, we got about Roy because yeah. So now, I drink is definitely up there.
That's what I said. That's what was on mine.
Yeah,
I Smoke, I Drink is probably number one for me.
Yeah. Okay,
I Can't Stop the Rain is probably number two.
Okay,
then I do 40 Bars AI for three.
Oh,
hey, Iverson was all right.
Yeah,
oh he, yeah. Well, he was Jules.
Yeah, Jules. He was Jules. Right. He was Jules.
But 40 Bars and I would say just like on some funny shit, the Brian McKnight song with the Kobe verse.
I was wondering that if he was gonna say that.
Cool, hilarious. Don't get me wrong, I love my boy Kobe, man. Yeah. Rest in peace, man. This Laker hat is because of Kobe,
yes,
not a LeBron Laker hat. I love my boy.
Okay. Yeah,
but he gave Brian McKnight one of the trashes.
So mine's number one is definitely Prime Time. It must be the money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, y'all don't know, but y'all know Deion Prime Time. That's my favorite NFL player of all time. Mm. No matter what, that is my top one.
Love to see
My second one is Roy Jones Jr. I Smoke, I Drink for sure. Like we turned up to that too many times in life.
Yeah, it's one of them ones.
Yeah. Definitely one of those ones. My third one is, I forgot the name of the title of it, but it's Shaq. I like playing on the west side. I like playing on the east side, even though I've been playing on the west side.
That's
like,
funny.
That was my shit.
That's funny.
I am not going to hold you. That was definitely my shit.
Shaq got a few.
Shaq was really out here. Like,
remember Shaq dissed Kobe?
Definitely.
And then Kobe tried to diss Shaq.
That's Kobe on my ass.
That's Kobe on my ass, Chase.
Pause.
Super pause, Shaq.
Diesel,
super pause. What are you on?
Diesel, you are tripping.
Yeah, bro, you are.
You know what? I don't remember which one, but Dame Lillard had a freestyle that he absolutely went the fuck off on. And I can't remember the freestyle, but I'm just going to throw Dame Lillard in there and the shit that he be doing because he's literally like the best like actual rapping. Yeah.
I just don't know any of his songs because sadly, like I just, it for in my mind, for some reason, it's hard for me to think of an NBA player or like an athlete period rapping or making songs
right one.
And taking it serious. That's like I know Dame one. Takes it serious and he really be like.
My Dame one, I'm going to say, is the one he got.
He really
Wayne.
Be like, you know, doing it. But like, it's just hard for me to be like, bro, you play for the Bucks and you be out here really just rapping.
He
like,
got bars, though.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. I saw his.
He snapped on that Shaq Kobe joint with Mika Ross.
Did he do a freestyle on Sway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that.
I think
that
he did Sway a couple times.
Yeah.
But he got a song, I think it's called The Right One with Wayne.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the one I like from that.
And you know what? Since Berger did a funny one, I'm going to do a funny one. I'm definitely going to do the KD Bron joint. Because that... Hey, listen here.
Bro,
KD, hold on.
Forgot you, go ahead.
KD and Bron, y'all skills is unprecedented in basketball. Like, listen here. I'm a known LeBron on the court hater, but like, I'm a reasonable hater. Like, yeah, I would never say that Bron is trash at hooping. Like, y'all niggas is elite as fuck in hooping.
Yeah.
In rapping though, yo, that shit. What your buddy say? That shit was a 30-pack of ass.
30-pack of ass.
But hey, y'all got the money. Y'all can do whatever y'all want. So let's say I'm gonna throw that in there as my funny one.
I was so out the loop. I looked at when I saw that shit on that list.
I remember when it hit the timeline.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, LeBron and KD made this.
Yeah. I think it was around the time when LeBron A&R'd that 2 Chainz album or something like that, and it came out. Because I remember, and because it was like when around the time KD's burner got exposed and everything, and it was like, and he be rapping?
But I know he make beats.
He make beats. But the funniest is just how they was talking. Because I'm sorry, I'm like, I know LeBron and the shop, like, you get to hear him cuss more, say nigga more, and all that stuff like that. So it's becoming a little more normalized.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sorry, anytime I hear LeBron or KD
curse
talk hood shit, it throws me off. So hearing them rap hood shit, even though they talking about basketball, but like they throwing the hood vernacular in it. all that shit was throwing me off, dog. Super I couldn't crazy. Get to it, dog. It was like, it was crazy to me, man. But yeah.
I mean, I think the only song I ever heard KD on was when he did a voiceover on that Wale song during one of Wale's mixtapes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Wale being from DC and all that shit. But like, well, KD sounded high as a bitch when he was doing it. Like, he was just talking.
Dwight Howard did bars before?
Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard released an album called Shoot for the Stars.
That joke writes itself, bro. That joke writes itself.
Go to the next one.
Well, when they talk about LeBron, JaVale McGee had bars.
You know what? Yeah, I did see that.
But he's known for producing.
Yeah.
He actually produced and wrote on Justin Bieber's Changes album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. I heard that.
Yep.
Oh,
and I knew Andre Drummond too.
But Andy freestyled on Sway. Okay. All right. Yeah, Andre Drummond. I remember that. Aaron Gordon. I don't remember Aaron Gordon dropping bars.
Lance Stevenson?
Yeah, I remember Lance Stevenson. Yeah. I mean, he's from Brooklyn. You know
obviously
what I'm
saying?
Lonzo. Boogie, too.
Lonzo.
Boogie.
I think Boogie
rapped in the scene.
Yep. I remember Lou Williams.
Lou Williams.
KD's a little, Lonzo.
I knew Lonzo.
Yeah, I remember Lonzo.
Wow, that Lonzo track.
Marvin Bagley?
I remember that, too.
I don't remember that one. Amon Shumpert, of course, remember Amon Shumpert.
Yeah, I guess with his wife. Makes sense.
Well, no, I mean, he was doing stuff on the solo
before he got with her.
Didn't he have a mixtape?
When he was playing for the Knicks, he dropped the mixtape.
Yeah, okay, he was him there to drop. Okay, yeah, so yeah, and then
they said that they put out a song together too, him and Tiana.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
So yeah, man, that's the. But you know what? Y'all let us know, man. What sports athlete songs or album that y'all like?
If there are any that are like not even hip hop, like I just want to like a random ass, imagine like a random ass D Lyman or some shit doing like a country album or something.
Tony Parker, I do know random as fuck. Tony Parker got a song with Fab.
Does he really?
Yes. Tony Parker has a song with Fab. It's a video and everything.
I know that like a random ass one is the Eagles offensive line.
Is Tony Parker rapping or singing?
Yes, he's rapping.
That's random. But yeah, I do know that the Eagles offensive line, this is the second year they're doing a Christmas album. Tony Parker,
I think he got a couple albums out.
It's called Top of the Game. Fabulous and Boba. It's called Top of the Game.
That's random.
But yeah, man, this is another episode of the Off the Clock Sports Podcast. I got to get our slogan down pack so I can say it more
fluidly. Where the game starts and ends.
But as always, man, leave y'all comments. Man, make sure y'all like, subscribe. Make sure y'all follow. Make sure y'all follow everybody's social media if you want that extra extended commentary.
Tap in.
But like I said, this is the Off the Clock Sports Podcast brought to you by the Believe Network and Geek Set. And we are out.
Peace.
Yes, sir.